get started. Okay. So we're going to start with, can you tell me your name?
My name is Bezzy Jones.
Bezzy Jones. And do you mind me asking, how young are you?
How young am I? I'm 52. I'll be 52
sure?
in January. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see. And where do you live?
I live in Marietta, Georgia.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Ethiopia.
Ethiopia.
East Africa.
East Africa, okay. Okay, so we're going to start. It says, can you tell me about someone who had a big influence in your life?
Someone that has a big influence in my life would be my parents. I would say my mom.
What's the most important lesson you think your mom has taught you?
To depend on myself and to work hard. And that if anybody else could do something, I should be able to do it.
That's nice. Okay. Can you describe one of the most happiest moments in your life?
I would say one of the happiest moments of my life was when my first child was born. Because I thought I was a happy person. But the minute I found out I was pregnant, it was a different joy that I can't even, it's hard to describe, but it just I never felt lonely because I felt like I had her even in my tummy. And then once she's born, it's just been a joy of my life.
That sounds exciting. Okay. What is one of the most proudest moments you've had and why are you so proud of it?
Proud of moments that I've had. That's a good question. Thanks. The proudest.
Something you're really proud of that you've done. Like, I did that.
Wow.
You can't think of anything?
I can't.
Okay, we can come back. You can think about it if you need to. How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered that I was a good person who cared for others.
That's good. I appreciate that. Okay, if this is our last conversation, was there anything you'd like to say to me as our last conversation ever? I would never see you again, Miss Bezzy. I would just move to the other side of the world with no phone.
Do the best you can with the time you have. Spend more time with friends and family than with acquiring things, because things disappear but memories will last forever.
That is true. Okay. For your great 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 grandchild, if they were listening to this, what would you want to say to them and what would you want them to know?
Pretty much the same thing as said to you. It's just spend more time with family and friends and not on material things.
Did you want them to know anything about you?
Oh, well, about me. I want to see at least one set of grandchildren, not great-great-grandchildren. I love children. I love working with children. Do what I enjoy, what I do with my job. Do what you're passionate about. And I've done different things, and what I do now is something I'm passionate about.
Well, that's good. So. Okay, we're going to go back to the proud question. It doesn't have to be the most. It's just something that you're proud of that you've done and why you're proud of it.
I am proud that I've done. I came to this country at 17 years old and was able to finish college with no debt, which I'm very proud of. And I've been able to go back and help people, which I like.
That's good. Those are all great things to be proud of. Okay, well, thank you so much for letting me do this interview with you. And we're done.
Thank you so much.
Super. That was fun.
That was different than questions yesterday. Did you have to make up these questions?
They have a list of them that you can click and it'll line them up for you, which is very easier. Cool. Yeah.
Very good. I was always wondering when I hear it, there's similar questions that they mm-hmm. ask, so I was wondering if they had a template. That's cool.
I like the story ones though. You tell the stories and they like show the whole story that they know.
I have to go look at.
You have to. It's like they have like a whole bunch of them.
Very cool.
Are you finished recording?
Uh-oh.
Yes.